centurion servant. Luke chapter 7. Now when Jesus had finished all these sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And there was a centurion who had a servant, and that servant was very dear to him. And the servant was sick and ready to die. Now, most of those people in those days who had slaves, they didn't look after them very well. But this centurion was different. So a centurion was a man who was a leader, an officer in the Roman army. He had lots of men, lots of soldiers beneath him. And yet this man, who was a soldier, who'd probably been very aggressive in his time, that he was very thoughtful about his slave. And this slave was sick and ready to die. So it just shows that even people who we might appear on the surface to be a bit rough and not to be the sort of people we would think are involved with the gospel, you see, you can't judge because people have all got another side to them. When this man, this centurion, heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, begging Jesus that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, because they said he loves our nation and he has built us a synagogue. So this man then, he did realize, although he was a Gentile, he wasn't Jewish, he realized that the Jews were special people. And he loved their nation and he even built them their synagogue, like their building where they sort of did their church, as it were. And he therefore gets some of his friends, who are the elders of the Jews, to go and talk directly to Jesus, instead of him talking directly to Jesus. Well, Jesus wants us to come directly to him, really. Anyway, Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, don't be yourself, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. And I didn't think myself worthy to come to you, but just say in a word, and my servant will be healed. So that is humility, and it's humility all the time. Every page of the Bible, humility is what is needed by us. And he says, I'm not worthy that you should even come into my house. And he didn't feel that he was worthy to even go to Jesus. But say in a word, and my servant will be healed. So he really believed in the power of the word of Jesus. And that is a challenge for us. Do we believe that these words that we're reading in the Bible, that this really has power? Because the power of the word of Jesus is the same today as it was then. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, we might not do miracles. That aspect has changed. But all the same power is there to transform and to change us. And the man goes on. He says, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Just say in a word, and my servant will be healed. I also am a man who is under authority, and I have soldiers under me. And I say to one soldier, go, and he goes. I say to another soldier, come, and he comes. And I tell my servant, do this, and he does it. So what the centurion is saying is, you are far more powerful than me. You, as a wandering Jewish man, are far more powerful. You, the carpenter, are far more powerful and have far more authority than me, the Roman soldier, with all my power and all my soldiers underneath me. I can tell my soldiers, hey, go over there. Hey, servant, come here. Do that. And so he says, if I can do that, you, Jesus, can just say to this disease, go away. Why don't you do it? You can do it. And so when Jesus heard these things, he was amazed. And he turned about and said to the people that followed him, I tell you, I've not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that had been sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole, who had been sick. So it just shows then that Jesus was so sensitive. He was amazed at this man's faith. He was really amazed. He was astonished. And he says that he had not found such great faith amongst anyone in Israel. So even when Jesus was preaching, he said that the person who had the most faith was actually this Gentile soldier, who would have not been the sort of person who we would have thought would have had so much faith in Jesus. So it just shows that you cannot judge by appearances. We would have thought, oh, there's a centurion, he's an army officer, don't know about him. But he had more faith than anyone else at that time. And he had a great humility. So you cannot judge according to appearances. And it's always unlikely people that tend to come to believe in God and believe in Jesus.